Wednesday News. I'm Jerry Barmash. Sources close to the debt ceiling talk say it's possible a deal can still be reached today. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and President Biden were expected to speak by phone this evening, CNN reported. A final sticking point is work requirements for social programs, CNN said. McCarthy noted earlier in the day that there has been progress in efforts to raise the debt ceiling before defaulting on June 5th. The Texas House has decided to impeach Attorney General Ken Paxson. The vote was 121 to 23, with Paxson now suspended from office pending a Senate trial. John Smithy is a Republican member of the Texas House.
I'm not here to defend Ken Paxson. And what you're being asked to do today is to impeach without evidence. It is all rumor. It is all innuendo. It is all speculation.
The Republican-led House General Investigating Committee filed 20 articles of impeachment against Paxson, with allegations ranging from disregard of official duty to bribery and obstruction of justice. Vice President Kamala Harris made history today.
Vice President Harris is the first woman to deliver the commencement address at the U.S. Military Academy at West Point. Harris told the graduates that they are entering a world filled with threats to global security and stability.
Cadets, global security and global prosperity depend on the leadership of the United States of America. And a strong America remains indispensable to the world.
This July will mark the 47th anniversary that women were first admitted to West Point. I'm John Schaefer.
Many of the expected 10 million travelers by air have already reached their weekend destination. The TSA says recent changes should lead to a smoother check-in, but they urge people to arrive 2 hours before departure. This is USA News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Ford has secured a deal to expand access to Tesla charging stations in North America. CEO Jim Farley joined Tesla CEO Elon Musk on Thursday to announce beginning next year, Ford EVs can use the Tesla Supercharger network. Ford customers will gain access to 12,000 sites in 2024 and will be getting an adapter that will fit the Tesla V2 superchargers. Beyonce is thanking the late Tina Turner for paving the way for future musicians. On Friday, during her Renaissance tour stop in Paris, Beyoncé told the crowd to show some love for Turner, saying, quote, "Scream so she can feel your love." Turner died at the age of 83 this week after a long illness. There's a ruling on a lawsuit put forth by stars of a movie made more than a half century ago.
A judge tossed a lawsuit brought by actors in Franco Zeffirelli's Romeo and Juliet, actors Olivia Hussey and Leonard Whiting, who are now 72, originally claimed that a nude scene in the 1968 film was child pornography and that the pair had been sexually abused while filming that movie. Superior Court Judge Allison McKenzie ruled in favor of a motion from defendant Paramount Pictures to dismiss that lawsuit that was brought by Hussey, who played Juliet at age 15, and Whiting, who played Romeo at 16. I'm Corey Myers.
The live-action remake of The Little Mermaid is atop the box office in U.S. theaters, making $38 million on opening day. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.